More than 1,000 cattle are expected to die on a Pilbara property due to the drier conditions in Western Australia's north. WA's Department of Primary Industries has confirmed 300 cattle have already been humanely destroyed on the Yandi Yarra Reserve. An animal welfare investigation is underway, but animal rights activists are saying little about the issue. That's upsetting some in the industry, who are accusing the activists of double standards, given their vocal criticism of conditions on live sheep export ships. Eliza Borello reports.
Western Australia's Agriculture Minister, Alana McTiernan, says an animal welfare investigation is underway at the Yandi Yarra Reserve, south of the mining town of Port Hedland.
We have now issued directions notice both to the Aboriginal community that has the lease on Kangan Station and on the Yandi Yarra Reserve.
Earlier, unofficial reports suggested 500 cattle had died amid hot conditions. The minister says her staff have had to kill more.
We have now had to destroy a little over 300 cattle. We've got teams up there on the ground seeking to work out how we deal with the rest of the animals.
And she expects the death toll to rise.
Unfortunately, we probably are going to be looking at certainly north of 1,000. It's a pretty sad situation. I mean, to some extent it will be impacted by the weather and whether or not there's rain, but there's not a lot of feed around. I think we have to say we have to brace ourselves for some pretty significant death rate here.
The group responsible for the property, the Mugarinya Community Association, declined to comment. Nookinbar Station, further north, is also under investigation after hundreds of cattle recently perished there. Emma White, the chief executive of the Kimberley and Pilbara Cattlemen's Association, says she wants to focus on preventing further deaths.
It's a difficult job for pastoralists to sort of keep the work going, so it is disappointing to obviously have this happen again, but this is now the time for everyone to work together to improve the situation to ensure that it doesn't happen again. But it is incumbent on pastoralists to keep water and feed up to their cattle during these seasons and have contingency plans in place, should the rain not eventuate.
Pilbara cattle vet Rick Fenney agrees it's been a tough season.
Well, this time of the year there's obviously a lot more pressure on your watering points, whether they be natural waters drying up or man-made waters, that something can go wrong in a flick of an eye, a pump might fail.
He's critical of animal rights campaigners for saying little about the deaths at Nookinbar and Yandi Yarra, given the huge spotlight put on deaths on live sheep ships.
I just want to make it hard for people doing the right thing most of the time, and then they turn a blind eye to other situations like happening at the moment.
In a statement, a spokesman for the RSPCA in WA said it's obviously concerned about any animal welfare matter in the state, but the organisation doesn't comment on other agencies' investigations while they're ongoing.
Eliza Borello reporting.